Job well done. We're going to continue on with a few more information items. If Heather Berg is available, I'd like to move to number 17 and hear about our fall foliage tracker, if I said that right. Heather, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead when you're ready.
All right. If I can get co-host permissions, I will gladly share my screen.
Should have them, Heather.
There we go. All right. Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. I'm Heather Berg. I'm with the Parks GIS team. And today I'm going to highlight a few of the products that myself and my team have been working on. Oh, and here's some of our numbers you were asking about, how many views we've gotten on our fishing maps and hunting atlas. So those numbers are pulled up here. So like Nick said, we're getting thousands or hundreds of thousands of views annually. All right, so the first product I'd like to highlight is our fall foliage map, and this is the third year we have offered this map. And what it does is it tracks different leaf color changes across our state parks. And you can get to this map from our main GFP page. You go up to maps here, and down in the other category at the very bottom, you'll see our fall foliage tracker. And it went through a little bit of a redesign this year, so now you can see really quickly what the different colors mean on our map. And if you want to see kind of national trends or where South Dakota is predicted to be, I've also provided this link here. And we'll highlight this real quick because I found it very, very informational as well. And so you can go week by week and just see what those predicted changes are going to be. So we're starting to hit South Dakota kind of in early October. So mid to early October is kind of when we're going to see a lot of peak color changes around the state here. And so once you get out of this kind of informational pop-up here, you can see our map. And the information I'm showing here is demonstrative, just to show where we're potentially going to be during our kind of peak time in that early to mid-October time frame. But users are more than welcome to come in, explore the map. You can click on different park leaves, and you'll see the current condition as well as a current photo that's been put in by our staff. I also want to point out here, you can see how current the information is. Our staff have been asked to update this map every Thursday, but the public would be able to see when this was last updated. And then as far as our marketing component to this, April Larson, our marketing coordinator, she will be highlighting the fall foliage tracker on the GFP website through social media posts and targeted emails during the months of September and October to promote park visitation and stays. The targeted emails will be aimed at hunters and active park users during this time, and social media posts will promote the tracker as well as offering weekly highlights on opportunities to stay in our parks, use our modern lodging, highlighting the scenic autumn colors going around across the state locally, and then promote the See For Yourself fall adventures. And I will take any questions you have at this time.
Very good. Any questions for Heather on the tracker? It looks like there are no questions. Good job, Heather. Thank